We have guests in the studio this morning for a community conversation. Joe Gallo and David Pexy are here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much
for having us, Rick.
It's good to see you guys. It's good to get find out that theater is alive and well and going on, and you guys have a brand new company with a new show coming up. Where do you want to start?
That's right. Yeah, we are so proud to bring this new show to the area. It's called The Last 5 Years, the Jason Robert Brown Contemporary Musical. But first, the company. At Ghostlight Theater Company, we believe in producing semi-professional theater while keeping the lights on and casting local, talented people. I realized that as the president, there were so many incredibly talented friends of mine in the Washington County area and surrounding areas, and I thought to myself, these people are too good to be putting out their talents and their gifts on a volunteer basis, and I really felt that that needed to change.
Okay.
And so I really wanted to create a company that would compensate people for their artistic skills, whether that be cast, creative, crew, because I felt, and I love community theater, and community theater is wonderful, but over the time span I would be working on it, I came to realize that through gas, through time, through energy, in a way, I was kind of paying to be a part of projects. So I looked at my peers and I said, I really want to make this a project where you get something out of it as well, as opposed to just the fruits of your labor.
Sure. Oftentimes theater can be such a commitment of time, of money, of labor, yeah, of talent. It's a labor of love. It really is. No one goes into theater to make the big bucks.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, you hope that you're Nathan Lane at some point down the road, but you don't start that way, right?
That's right.
That's right, sir.
Man. So we have this production coming up.
Yeah, so The Last 5 Years is a two-person musical that features myself and Catherine Flynn. And it was about this time last year that I started Ghostlight Theater Company as a nonprofit. And we had, of course, this was pre-COVID. We had a different show in mind. We had a lot of different variables at play. But once COVID hit, we decided that the project would take a timeout. And then I realized that as I was working over the course of the pandemic as a nurse, that I was really struggling artistically and creatively, and I knew my peers were as well. And I felt compelled to, I think, as planes are taken off, you see other planes take off and you say, I'm going to make my own plane. So I kind of resurrected the show the company as a nonprofit. And I said, I want to do the show safely and I want to include people whom I trust and appreciate. So I'm so lucky here. I have a phenomenal team. I have David Pexy. He's our director. I have Stephanie Sundberg. She's our artistic director, assistant director and stage manager. And my friend Joshua Parman is our musical director. And it's just been a blast working with not only talented people, but my friends.
Joe has assembled such an incredible team for this show. Really, it feels like we're working with the best of the best from this area and beyond. I mean, Josh is hauling in from Milwaukee.
That's true.
And what an honor to be selected as the first director for this company, because it really is a dream team that we have. It's actually kind of funny because being a two-person show, we've got this huge support team behind Joe and Catherine. And we knew that we would have to be a two-person show or a very limited show because of the COVID restrictions. That's kind of what pushed you in that direction, right, Joe?
That's true. Yeah, when I started the company, I know there were some reservations of, yes, we are really yearning for an artistic and creative opportunity, but safety is always at the core. Safety has always been at the core of this project. So I actually wrote an addendum to my pre-show proposal of COVID-19 precautions, of social distancing, keeping as few bubbles in an enclosed space as possible, bi-weekly testing.
It's been an ongoing conversation as well as things develop. Yeah,
that's true. And we've been monitoring the numbers in the Washington County and surrounding areas and monitoring the recommendations and guidelines per the Ozaukee County and Washington County Health Departments.
At different points at the production, we had tossed around, maybe this is just available online, what can we do safely? Safety was our number one priority. And as we kept an eye on the numbers, as vaccines started rolling out, as some of our own cast or crew has been vaccinated, we decided, there is a way to do this safely. And maybe you could speak to that, Joe, about what we're doing over at the theater.
Over at the theater, we have the Kewaskum High School Theater is a 355-seat house, but we are opening the show on February 18th, 19th, and 20th at 7:30 p.m., but we are only selling 50 socially distanced in-person tickets for each show. So it's a grand total of 150, but tickets are being sold in clumps of twos, threes, and fours to accommodate groups who would like to come see the show. Because there are certain people who are comfortable within, and again, the key word that keeps floating around, no pun intended, is the bubble.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually. I've been really, you know, careful with the precautions, with keeping up with CDC guidelines. And it's hard to impress me, but when Joe and Bruce Towell, our technical director, showed me the plan and the layout for the theater, we've got people on right and left of an aisle, then we have a full row empty, and then middle of the aisle, and then another full row empty. It's very spaced out. I mean, I think you'd be closer at the grocery store for sure.
Yeah, I definitely think you would be closer at the grocery store. You would be in more tighter quarters at church, per se. I've in the weeks leading up to the show, I've personally reached out to multiple people whom I've worked with in the past, people whom I trust, colleagues of mine, and some of the people who've said, oh, I'm really not sure I'm comfortable with that, I follow up and saying, hey, I just wanted to send you a picture of the seating chart just to give you an idea of how well spaced out it is. And it's probably about a 50-50 that they say, wow, that's really impressive. And this is really well laid out. And I will certainly reconsider coming.
It did change my mind. Yeah, for sure. Once
that's
I
true.
Saw it. And the show is just fantastic. I don't know if your listeners know anything about it. Last 5 years follows a couple. Right. It's a relationship. It takes place over the course of 5 years. But the show is nonlinear in its timeline, which is the coolest part. So Jamie, the male character, begins at the beginning of the relationship when they meet each other and progresses through that relationship. However, Kathy, his soon to be wife, starts at the end of their relationship. I'm not spoiling anything. It's the very first number of the show after their divorce. She begins at the very end of their relationship. And she moves backwards through time as he moves forward. So you never actually see these characters at the same time. They're in different timelines until some key moments in the show that we'll save for our audience members. But really cool conceptual show. We have beautiful, beautiful technical work by Greg Richard and Bruce Towell. Again, just a dream team that we have over there at Kewaskum for this show. So if you're into something new, something that hasn't really been seen in this area, this is a cool show. It really is.
Let's talk a little bit about performance times and how people can get tickets.
Performance times. We are running for one weekend this coming weekend, February 18th, 19th, and the 20th. That is a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday. All shows are at 7:30 p.m., and they can be purchased on our ShowTix link, which is the company that is partnered with MTI, who is the licensing agent for the last 5 years.
We should add, because of COVID precautions, unfortunately, we can't do ticket sales at the door. Is that right, Joe?
That's true.
Yeah.
So you
will have to go onto the link, get tickets. If you need help with that, certainly you can reach out. And the link will be posted, and there will be assistance there. It's really easy to use. But do make sure that you get your tickets ahead of time.
Now, by the way, the seats are with the smaller groups, do you get to pick your seat when you reserve your tickets in? Is that how that works?
That is correct. Yeah, it's kind of like, it's in a way, and I say this about healthcare as well, in a way with theater, everything has changed and nothing has changed at the same time in terms of certain aspects are drastically different, but there are certain things that are unchanged and unfazed.
That's
and
so true.
And getting tickets is exactly the same way in terms of just hovering over the green sticky and clicking the two or three or even four that you want, and you can check out over that means.
I like how you put that, Joe, because this is another long conversation we had about safety. What's the safest thing to do? And we decided people mulling around trying to figure out which seat they want to take once they get there, probably not the best option. So we pretty early on decided that we were going to do the assigned seating setup, which for theater is nothing new, right?
Right,
so, right.
I mean, for events that don't normally do that, it's a big change. But for us, like you said, it's we're doing it for a different reason, but it's kind of the same as we've always had it.
And right. It certainly incentivizes the first come, first serve method in terms of finding finding the best seats, but I really think there isn't a bad seat in the house.
That's what I was going to say exactly. House. Key Wascom has a beautiful house for an audience member. It's raked seating. There really isn't a bad seat in that house.
All right. And again, you know, you guys are kind of at the front of local productions coming back early on here. I know there are other companies that have things going on. I've mentioned before that I'm on the board for West Bend Community Theater, and we're in discussions there for things to happen. And again, I know that some other groups have got things that are planning coming up later in the year, but you're kind of leading the pack here.
I really think live theater is such a crucial aspect for so many. It allows people to experience this sense of a spiritual cleansing or releasing of negative emotions, and in drama we call that catharsis. And I like to think of this opportunity as group therapy, but with lights and music.
Yeah, and a lot cheaper than a psychiatrist.
And a lot cheaper than a psychiatrist.
What's the audience age for this show? Is this an all ages? I'm glad you asked.
So this show it does have mature content in it. There is some strong language that's used in this show. So we would recommend the show for about 17 and up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Because that's always a concern parents have.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. And if you're the type of parent who, there is some strong language, but that's really it for content wise. Mm-hmm. If you have a conversation with your child in the 14, 15 range, I think that would be acceptable if that's something you as a parent feel comfortable with. But just know that that there is some adult language coming in.
All right. What did we miss? What else should people know?
Honestly, just Ghostlight Theater. This is the first show. This won't be the last show. We're really excited about the company. I'm honored to be the first director for the company. It's got a lot of talent, and we are really excited about it.
Will there be T-shirts available?
Eventually. I think the goal that I have in mind is really the first show is the benchmark, and of course you want to just keep going up from there. But a big goal that I have with Ghostlight Theater Company is to provide semi-professional opportunities for people in our area, but I also want to give what I call a broad spectrum theater experience of, yes, we will probably do classics like Oklahoma, Fiddler on the Roof, but we would also like to try some of the more challenging aspects of theater that are lesser done in the area. I mean, even some of the heavy hitters of drama. I would like to look at some Eugene O'Neill pieces. I'd like to look at some Laura Gunderson pieces. And in terms of musical theater, I think contemporary musical theater is something that's really kind of untapped in this area. I think Tick, Tick, Boom is really wonderful. Spring Awakening was a really wonderful opportunity that provided new avenues for this area. And I'd like to continue and see how that can develop and grow.
Joe, do we want to speak to audience members who maybe just aren't comfortable coming out to the theater during COVID precautions?
That would be very wise. We are also filming the show. We are filming the show through our streaming rights agreement.
Thank you to MTI for allowing us to do that.
Yes, hands
down. Music Theater International.
Hands down. Otherwise, the show would have been simply streamed, as opposed to giving us that dual option of having in-person and scheduled content, I should say. So we are having the show filmed on Thursday and Friday, and then we are going to have what I call a master edit, and that'll be released about 2 weeks after closing, or maybe even a week after closing. And that link will be provided online and through our social media presence for people who are, and this is completely understandable, who are not comfortable yet coming in person to see the show.
Right. Yeah, if you're one of those people where this sounds interesting, you'd love to see it, you're just not comfortable with the COVID precautions right now, we understand. We've got your back. We've got a way for you to see this show. Hang tight. And about 3 weeks from now, we've got an option for you.
All right. Sounds good. And again, showtimes and how to get tickets again, gentlemen, please.
Showtimes for Jason Robert Brown's The Last 5 Years is on February 18th, 19th, and the 20th. That is a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday. All performances are at 7:30 p.m., and tickets can be purchased on the ShowTix link, which will be provided.